So even when you have been wronged or hurt, can you come from a place of spirit?
Listen up, people. That's right. It's time to listen to the sparks of bliss in your life. I'm your host and life coach, Caroline de Posada from Miami, Florida. And this podcast is an invitation to join me in upgrading our mindset, wellness, and relationships so that together we create a life that unlocks our bliss. Join me each week as we explore practical strategies, inspiring stories, and the moments of clarity, or as we like to call them, los momenticos, that make the world a little more magical. Consider this your weekly dose of wisdom in your pocket. Are you ready? Let's do this.
Hey, listener. Welcome to episode number 84 of Blissen Up. So today's episode is going to be important for a couple reasons. Number one, I'm going to talk about a topic that I have realized needs to be addressed this month, and I hadn't noticed it until I had a personal experience. So that's number one. And number two is because it is an example of how when we set intentions, intentions have a way of teaching us more than we had ever imagined they were going to teach us. Intentions have a way of expanding. You know how I always tell you, if you've listened to prior episodes, I tell you when we name something, it oftentimes it has the ability to expand. The name can expand to mean more than you ever thought it would. And I am experiencing that as we speak with the theme for December. So let's just dive right in. If you were here last week and you were listening, then you already know what the theme for December was. But if you weren't, I will go ahead and tell you. The theme that I chose for the collective and for myself for December was to be in spirit. Now, when I heard that word, it came to me, it was revealed to me in the book that I was reading, Wishes Fulfilled by Wayne Dyer. I shared that last week. And I was listening to the audiobook, and Wayne Dyer just said the words. He said to be in spirit or inspired. And those words just grabbed onto me. And I absolutely knew that that was going to be my intention for December. But what I envisioned that that was going to mean was that I was going to spend the month paying attention to and sharing with you stories of magic and synchronicity and being at your highest vibration and finding sparks of bliss. I wanted December to be a month where I could really focus on every action that I took coming from a place of spirit. I wanted to approach my birthday, which is coming up, it's tomorrow, from a place of spirit. I wanted to approach my health from a place of spirit. I wanted to focus on carving out time for reflection, for meditation, for prayer, for reading. I wanted to look at everything from the lens of spirit. But what I did not expect was for my spirit to be tested, for my spirit to be challenged. I did not expect for my spirit to be attacked. And yet, that is one of the things that I dealt with just as I was approaching the first days of December, which is just wild to me because it has been such a powerful lesson. So I have I had a personal story that I have decided I'm not going to share the details of. I'm going to keep private. But I'm going to just tell you that I had an experience this week. I had an encounter with someone who hurt me with their words, hurt me with their actions, left me shocked and disappointed and confused and activated that itty bitty shitty committee in your brain that gets activated when someone says to you something that you have to question, like, are they right? Are they wrong? Do I deserve what's being said? Do I not deserve what's being said? Right? Like it creates confusion in your brain. I went through all of that this week. So of course, in that moment, I went through all the feelings and it was apparent to me that this was me being challenged, my spirit being challenged to see who am I really? How am I going to show up really in this life? Am I really going to honor this intention that I have set for myself? We have the best intentions, but then we are challenged and those best intentions become failed attempts because it's hard or because we didn't expect the challenges that were going to arise as a result of the intention we had originally set. So in that moment, I understood this and I decided that I was going to honor this intention. So instead of responding or reacting in a vicious way, which at the beginning I was inclined to do, or just snapping back or anything like that, I looked inward. I paused. I prayed. I decided that I wasn't going to engage, that I was going to stay connected to my spirit. And I tuned right back into my wishes fulfilled book. And there were two passages that really spoke to me from that book. One of them was from Jesus in the book of Luke. He said, "But if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. Love your enemies. Do good and lend, hoping for nothing in return. For he is kind to the unthankful. Therefore, be merciful, just as your Father is also merciful." He also mentioned Lesu, who also said, "The great sage is kind to the kind and kind to the unkind, because kindness is in his nature." So at this point, when I read these two passages, they made me realize that getting in spirit isn't only about finding magic, looking for synchronicities, although those are wonderful parts of being in spirit. It's also connecting to your kindness, practicing forgiveness, sharing love and grace. Even when the person that you are doing that to hasn't returned in kind. Even if the person doesn't, quote unquote, deserve it. I have my issues with the word deserve, but that's for another day. So even when you have been wronged or hurt, can you come from a place of spirit? Now, having have had that experience, almost immediately something else happened. Angels showed up in my life. In this particular instance, the angel was my older son. The angels were my older son who came in to help, and my husband who has this beautiful ability of being so wise when I need it. It's the cutest thing. Oftentimes I am considered to be the wise one, but whenever I get a little sidetracked or lose my, or get off the rails, my husband, who can lose it if he can't find ketchup in the refrigerator, all of a sudden comes like the great sage and has words of wisdom, has an incredible temperance, is so calm, has such deep perspective, and always knows exactly what to say when I need it the most. So my angels on that particular day with that in that instance were my oldest son and my husband. And they really came to help me realize that I am not alone, that I live in love and kindness and grace, and that life is rigged in my favor, even when I am experiencing hardship or pain or disappointment or sadness. So that was very beautiful. So the following day, I had my hub coaching circle, and I was coaching one of the humans in our coaching circle. And this person was sharing that everyone around them had been talking about how wonderful their Thanksgiving had been. Magical, full of family, full of love, full of food and joy. And that their Thanksgiving had not felt that way. Because for them, traditionally, the holidays are really hard. They're really painful because this person has an estranged relationship with their family, because they feel abandoned and lonely and isolated during the holidays when families gather and this person isn't included in the plans. This can be a really hard time for them. They also shared with me that they had two instances in the Thanksgiving holiday that two revealed to them that there are angels and blessings, even in the painful moments. One was a card that they received in the mail, which this person said came directly from the Holy Spirit. And the other one was another human being. It was their neighbor picked them up and took them to their Thanksgiving so that this person would not be alone for Thanksgiving. So despite experiencing a moment of pain and sadness and not quite the same magical experience that other people had during their Thanksgiving holiday, this person did find several blessings that came in to save the day for them and to help them realize that they too have love and grace surrounding them. So these two experiences, the one that I had and the one with my hub member, got me thinking about the holidays and about how during this time, you could be in the spirit of magic and bliss and synchronicities and love and that joyful chaos that comes with the holidays. But you could also be experiencing sadness, isolation, regret, pain, blame, shame, all sorts of emotions that you don't get in the Hallmark movies and you don't see in the streets as they're decorated, you know, with beautiful little lights. You don't always reveal how hurtful it can be to be in these situations. So what do you do? What do you do in those situations when you are feeling that? What do you do when your heart is not healed or when you have been wronged or hurt and you are experiencing a time that seems to be magical for everybody else? I'd say the first thing you do is notice. Notice what's coming up. Notice what you're feeling. Notice the energy you want to step into. Notice the North Star that you want to have. In my case, that North Star was to be in spirit. Then name it. Name what your heart needs. Maybe it's forgiveness. Maybe it's kindness. Maybe it's patience. Maybe it's acceptance. Maybe it's letting go. Name what you need to heal your heart. And then nurture that. Nurture it by reaching out to someone who can support you. Nurture it by opening up and letting people know how you feel. Asking for help. Allowing yourself to rely on angels that can support you. Being open to the idea that life is rigged in your favor, even when the circumstances are difficult, even when it hurts. I'm going to share this one technique with you because it came up in a walking session that I had this week. And I was thinking about it with my hub member. And I was thinking about it for myself when I had that personal experience this week. One of the ways that you can nurture a healing heart is by a practice called Ho'oponopono, which is a little hard to pronounce. This is an ancient Hawaiian spiritual practice, and it involves healing all things by accepting total responsibility for everything that surrounds you. This practice is a beautiful practice that you don't need to do with anyone else. You can do it by yourself in your own private space. And the way that you practice it is you call to mind a relationship where you would like to bring healing and forgiveness. It could be with someone else or it could be for yourself, because sometimes the hurt that comes the most is the hurt that we have with ourselves. You take a moment to get centered. You bring your breath to your heart. You visualize compassion, gratitude, and love. Imagine a light coming from your heart, a golden light that's coming from your heart, and it is full of gratitude, compassion, and love. And now with that heart, with that breath, you picture the person in front of you and you imagine this golden light overflowing and pouring out to them. And then you repeat this mantra over and over again. I am sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I am sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. You reiterate this mantra, even if you feel that what has happened is not your fault, even if you don't know what you are sorry for, even if you don't feel like you need or deserve, back to that word, forgiveness. You iterate it anyway. You apologize for your part in the creation of this experience. You ask for forgiveness for whatever is yours in this experience. You thank the person for the lessons they have taught you, and you show love because everything is solved with love. This practice will bring so much peace to your soul. It is said to break soul ties that are bound by negative emotions and releases them so that what remains is love and forgiveness and a healing heart. I thought that this month was going to be all about being in spirit of all the good stuff. But life has a way of teaching us important lessons. And what it taught me was that when we need the spirit the most is in moments when things aren't rainbows and unicorns, when you are not experiencing bliss, when you're not experiencing synchronicities, when you don't see it. That is the moment to most deeply connect to your spirit. And then as soon as you do, you open the portal again. As soon as you step into love, the angels appear. The blessings appear. The kindness of others appear. The lessons appear. The hope appears. And the bad starts to disappear. So in this beautiful, sacred Sunday, my hope for you is that whether you are in the best of places or the worst of places, that you reconnect to your spirit and you remember the power that you have within you, the power of your spirit. Happy Sacred Sunday, and I will see you next week.
That's it for today's episode.
Thanks so much for being here. I am deeply, deeply grateful for this time to connect. If you're loving this podcast, I'd love if you could support me by subscribing, rating, and/or leaving a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Those reviews help us so, so much. And if you know of someone who could really use a voice like mine in their head, please share this with them and let them know how much you care about their bliss. Now, if you are feeling called to dig deeper and really work on elevating your mindset, wellness, and your relationships to create a healthier, happier, and more meaningful life, then I invite you to schedule a 60-minute complimentary consultation with me. Let's have a meaningful conversation and see if working together is in our future. You can find the link to the calendar of consult right there in my show notes, but you can also connect with me on my website, carolinedeposada.com, or just send me a DM on Instagram, at carolinedeposada. Like my friend always says, the project is big and you're a part of it. So thanks for being here.